Blog Talk Radio.
To you as well as happy Thanksgiving 2011. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and of course you are tuned into the A New Day radio show. I am super excited to be on this broadcast with you this morning. We will be accepting your calls and your questions to talk about the Vision Weekend Conference that is coming up, as well as we're going to be talking about what Thanksgiving means to us, why, what are we thankful for. So I want to start off this morning a little differently than I normally do. And this morning, I'm starting off with a thank you prayer of praise and promise. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. I come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you for all the good things in my life, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, I thank you for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of my joy. And in your presence, I am complete and whole. In your presence, I have purpose. Because of your presence, I am glad to be here. Father, I thank you for your plan, that I might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in all abundance and overflow. Father, I thank you for your provision, that all my needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that I may prosper in all areas of my life as my soul prospers. Father, I thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon, absolutely no weapon, formed against me, Father, shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your peace, the peace that passeth all understanding, the peace that keeps me calm and secure through all adversity, Father, not some, all adversity. The peace that leads me through the storms that come into my life. Father, thank you for my life and your presence in it. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you have bestowed on me to serve your people. Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for this space. I thank you for this time of opportunity. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I just wanted to start with that prayer this morning because there's so much that is going on in our lives each and every day. And we must go back to the source every opportunity that we get. Every opportunity that we get. We cannot allow any opportunity or any circumstances or any issue to cloud our minds that will prevent us from going back to our source and show gratitude and thanksgiving. And, you know, thanksgiving for me is every day. It's really not one day. So let's talk about what thanksgiving means to you. And I want to just go ahead and do a little bit of housekeeping here. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And because I am accepting your calls today about the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, the date for the conference is March the 23rd through the 26th. And I want to take this opportunity of introducing you to this phenomenal, phenomenal team of people that I have here on the platform. And what better time to do this than when everyone in America is celebrating Thanksgiving. And I am so thankful. Oh, good morning, Melly 66. Thanks for joining. My small chat room is not working, so I'm going back and forth from the large one. So if you have any questions, you can please type it, or you can call in 646-915-8166. And I want to welcome guest 16797 to the show. And we are going to be answering questions about the Vision Weekend Conference this morning. So please call in at 646-915-8166. Or type it in the chat room, and I'll be sure to answer. I also want to hear from you, my listeners. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? So let's talk about that. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? So I mentioned that I wanted to introduce to you the platform of speakers that I have. And just to express my gratitude for them and to them, for what they have decided to do. So, I am starting with Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And the world knows Mr. Bailey as the Brillionaire. Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute. And his message is focused on us releasing that brilliance that is inside of us. Mr. Bailey works with people in many nations across the world. He's passionate about serving people and helping them transform their lives. I am so grateful to have him as part of the platform for the Vision Weekend Conference 2010. The Vision Weekend Conference 2010 has a message of transformation, inspiration, empowerment. It is definitely designed to be a vision, transformation, revolution weekend. All my partners and supporters on the platform are there because they want to meet you, they want to serve you, they want to help you build your business, they want to show you how to leverage all that is available for you. Next on the platform is Mr. Leon Ellis. And for those of you who listened to the show, the radio show this Monday, every Monday I co-host the Building Your Extraordinary Business with Mr. Jim Nemley. And our guest last Monday was Mr. Leon Ellis. And what a phenomenal story. I encourage you to check out Building Your Extraordinary Business and listen to the segment there. Mr. Ellis, he's an entrepreneur. He's a restaurateur. He's a motivational speaker. And his businesses are in Harlem, New York. And while he was on the show this past Monday, he shared in depth why he does business in Harlem, why it is important for all of us to do business in our community and our neighborhood. And he explained about how many people he employ from that community. So I know we all can learn something. I want to welcome my friend Bright Williams. Welcome to the show, my friend. And I know you know the website for the conference is up live. And we are talking about the conference this morning. So if you have any questions, I want for you please to write it in. The conference website is visionweekendconference.com. And I think I mistyped that. Let me type it over. I do not have an assistant this morning. So I am doing it all by myself. So check the Vision Weekend Conference site out, visionweekendconference.com. I want to welcome Evolving Door to the show. And again, Melly66 to the show. If you have any questions or anything about the show. Please call me or type it in the chat room. I want to welcome guest 16831 to the show. And I'm going back on the switchboard now, so I'll be back momentarily. Let me hear from you guys with your questions. Yes, so I was talking about Mr. Ellis. And Mr. Ellis, he is indeed an entrepreneur. And when you listen to that segment, you will learn more about what he is doing down there in his community. So please check him out and see what he's doing so you can be at the conference to listen to him. The next speaker that I'm extremely grateful for is a lady who I have met maybe about 3 years ago online on Skype, and she is Miss Jan Mullock. And Miss Mullock is from Scotland. I think, as a matter of fact, she was born and raised in New York, in I think down in Tarrytown. But she has then moved to Scotland, and she's an amazing, sweet spirit person, and she believes so wholeheartedly in the Vision Weekend Conference. I remember the first year in 2010 when we did the conference. She was the one who invested her time to create that website that we had back then. And I am so thankful that Jan still believes in the vision and has decided to again come on board. I want to welcome guest 16853, 16847 to the show. I'm going back and forth, so if you have questions, please type it in the chat room, or you can call in at 646-915-8166 with any questions that you have about the Vision Weekend Conference. The website for the conference is visionweekendconference.com. You can also join us on Facebook at facebook.com Vision Weekend, and on Twitter at Vision Weekend 1 on Twitter. So we look forward to connecting with you there. Yes, so I was talking about Miss Jan Mullock, who is out of Scotland. And again, I thank her for her commitment, and I show gratitude to her today. My next speaker is a Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. And Miss Crystal is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. I met her 2 years ago at a conference in Washington. And she is such a giver. And she wants the best for every person that she is in contact with. Mrs. Washington Martin is a marketing and social media strategist. She will be telling us how to leverage social media to our advantage. And, you know, as you look at the platform lineup, you see that Mrs. Washington Martin is the youngest on the platform. And somebody was talking to me on Skype the other day, and she said, "Oh, you have that young one." I said, "Who are you talking about?" And then I pulled the flyer up. I realized she was talking about Crystal Martin. And I tell you, she appears to be young, but that sister spent a lot of years in corporate America, worked herself up the rank to the top position, and decided that now she wants to be an entrepreneur. She wants to invest and sow into the lives of us entrepreneurs. And this is why she is now doing all the things that she is doing. So, again, I'm thankful for Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. The next person that I am thankful for is Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Willie Crawford is a joint venture guru. He's also a millionaire. He's a gentleman who was in the military. And while retirement was approaching, he started an internet business while he was still in the military. So when he retired a millionaire. And now he is spending his life and time to help us build wealth. And not to do it selfishly. However, Mr. Crawford is teaching us how to pool our resources so we can build wealth collaboratively. And I am so honored to call Mr. Crawford friend, to call Mr. Crawford mentor, to call Mr. Crawford just a leader outright. And for that, I am so thankful to have Mr. Willie Crawford on the platform for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. The next person on the platform is Mr. Sam Orm. Mr. Orm and I met a few years ago when we were both involved in FraserNet. He was the director in Atlanta for the Power Networking FraserNet organization, and I was the director in Connecticut. And we used to meet at the conferences, and then when we went to a retreat in the Bahamas, I got to spend more time with Mr. Orm and realize the high quality and standards that he holds himself to and how much he has to give in such a humble, kind way. He spent his entire life making a difference in other people's lives. Mr. Orm is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. He has headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and he also has a location in the UK. Mr. Orm is a powerful, powerful person, and you don't want to miss him. And I am so thankful for everything that he is doing for us and with us, and for his willingness to come and invest in you, my listeners, at the Vision Weekend Conference. And for that, I am grateful. The next person on the platform is Dr. Cheryl Cuddle. And Dr. Cuddle is a strategic planner and business development consultant. Dr. Cuddle and her management firm, Cuddle Consulting and Management, are the company that we are working with in getting this program together. So the website you're looking at, the new website that you're looking at, was done by Cuddle Management. So we appreciate them for letting us look good and having things so conveniently placed that you can have it at your fingertips. I thank them for being part of the vision and for coming on board and trusting what it is we are about to do. So I am so appreciative and so thankful for Dr. Cheryl Cuddle on her team from Cuddle Management. So you can check the website out, and of course, you can see their connection, how you can get in touch with them. The next person on the platform is Mr. Steven Jackson. Mr. Jackson is the general manager for RDZ Media LLC. Mr. Jackson refers to himself as the original geek, and he is a new media expert. Mr. Jackson was referred to me by a good friend and colleague who knows about the work that he does. And I had him on the A New Day radio show, and he has a phenomenal, phenomenal story. He is going to be one of our panelists on the social media panel. So you need to be there so you can pick the brain of the original geek, Mr. Stephen Jackson. The next person on our platform is attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant. Mitchell Durant is an intellectual capital attorney. So if you have your products and things and your brand out there dangling, you need to connect with her so she can show you how to protect your brand so that no one else will take it. So I'm so excited about having her on the platform that she can teach us how to benefit and how to protect our brand. Because a lot of times we sit down and complain about not having this and not having that, and we lose out because we are sitting home, and all of a sudden you look on the TV and you see your creation on there being marketed by somebody else. So attorney Mitchell Durant is here to help us protect that from happening before it's too late. So that's the reason why you will want to be at the conference to learn from attorney Mitchell Durant. The next person on the platform is Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. Mr. Ridgway resides in Hawaii, and he and I met a few months ago. He is a transformational mentor, coach, and teacher. And he has a phenomenal system that is known as level 5. And what level 5 does is that it just knocks everything out in the water. Everything is that we have been learning about personal development and all of that. Level 5 shows us a different mindset, a different paradigm that we can used to captivate and activate all the things that we have been learning in Law of Attraction, The Secret, and all the other stuff. You know, if you are like me, you have spent thousands upon thousands of dollars in books and tapes and programs and manuals and this and that. Well, Level 5 put them all into perspective. So you will want to be there at the Vision Weekend Conference 2010 to hear Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. The next person on the platform is none other than Mr. Kobe Huberman. Mr. Huberman is the head of the Peace Initiative in Israel. He is also the co-author of Strategic Leadership and the Soul. And he is also the CEO of Strategic Landscapes Limited. I met Mr. Huberman a little over a year ago at their book launch, and we have forged a friendship. And he is a true servant, because when I met him, one of the questions he posed to me then was, Daphne, How do you see me fit into what you do? And at the time, I asked his permission to follow up because I said, Kobe, this weekend I'm here for you and Jen. So if it is okay with you, I would love to answer that at another time. And I'm proud to say that the time has come because he is traveling from Israel to be part of the platform in New York City on the 23rd through the 26th of March. So by saying that, if he believes in you enough to be traveling from Israel, what excuse do you have for not attending the Vision Weekend Conference? He's coming all the way from Israel to invest in you. That simply means that you need to be there as well. Remember, you can call in at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. We are talking about the different speakers and the platform for the conference. And I'm answering any questions that you may have about the Vision Weekend Conference. And also, because it is Thanksgiving, tomorrow, Thanksgiving 2011, it is okay if when you call in, you tell us what it is you are thankful for. And Thanksgiving should not only be one day of the year, it should be every day that we wake up. Next on the platform is Mr. Edward Foxworth III. Mr. Foxworth was also part of the platform for the Vision Weekend Conference 2010. He is a powerful brother. He is the son of a former Black Panther. And he was born and raised in the New York area and has since then moved to Detroit. He is a powerful media expert. And he's a personal productivity strategist. And he will impart from you how to captivate your personal productivity in order to move ahead. He is just an amazing person and someone who has given so much to entrepreneurship and so much to other people. So, I'm moving to the next person, and the next person is Dr. C.J. Cohn. Dr. Cohn and her husband has a business consulting firm where they travel around the country, and they teach people how to set up their businesses for less than $500. And that is such a magnificent thing to know and to learn, because so many people are sitting home saying that, oh, I don't have any money to start my business. I can't do it. I don't have this. I don't have backing. I don't have that. So all we need to have is the desire to go out there and make something happen. I was at an event Saturday night, and there was a young man who was 13 years old, and he has his own graphic design business. You know, and if a 13-year-old can do that, what excuse do we have? I don't think we have any. Then, and the next person on the platform is Mr. William Cohn. And as I mentioned, Mr. Cohn and his wife, Dr. C.J. Cohn, has this business consulting firm that they travel. They are out in, I think, in Tennessee. However, they travel all around the country, and they bring that firm to you wherever you are. And based on what I've read and about them and see some testimonials, they are doing phenomenal things, and that's the reason why I wanted to bring them on the Entrepreneurial Panel so that they can share with you about the amazing things that they can help you accomplish. Now, the next person on the platform is my friend and my spiritual sister, Mrs. Jennifer Sirdle. Mrs. Jennifer Sirdle is the person whom I brainstormed with when I had gotten the vision about the conference. For those of you who are spiritually inclined, you know that sometimes when you get a revelation, you are kind of fearful to say anything for fear people think you're crazy. Well, when the Lord gave me the vision for the Vision Weekend Conference, I kept it a while before I said anything to anybody about it. I was journaling about it, but I wasn't going to say anything because I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm not going to say nothing. People are probably going to think I'm weird, I'm crazy. However, as the time progresses and I realized I was being disobedient by not doing what God instructed me to do, one day, Jennifer and I, we were on Skype speaking, and I mentioned to her about the vision, and I heard excitement in her voice. And she got so energized, and it was like I opened a faucet because the ideas start flowing out of her. Start flowing. And I'm proud to say she believed in the vision when we didn't know what it was going to be. And she's committed to the vision. Even when the original plans fall apart, she stays committed to the cause. And I'm so thankful that she's on the platform because in 2010, when we did a virtual conference, she could have stayed home in Rochester, New York, to do her presentation on her computer. However, she journeyed down to Connecticut to be on the location where we were at the hotel to get that conference done. And for that, I want to thank my spiritual sister and friend, Mrs. Jennifer Sirdle. Mrs. Sirdle is also the co-author with Kobe Huberman of the book Trans Leadership and the Soul. So you come to the conference, I'm sure you will be able to get autographed copies of the book for both of them. So that's another reason why you need to be there so you can build relationship. The next person is Mrs. Chandel Pitts. Mrs. Chandel Pitts is the owner of Black Cat Design. She's a design consultant, and she is the creator of the Vision Weekend Conference logo. Mrs. Pitts is an amazing artist. She knows her craft, and she believes so much in the vision, and she was able to captivate my conversation and my animation and to give us this powerful logo. So she's going to be on the Entrepreneurial Panel, and she will be sharing with you the things that you ought to do so you can remain fresh and crisp into the entrepreneurial arena. Not because we have a shoestring budget, that does not mean that we ought to look tacky when we go out there. So I present to you Mrs. Chandel Pitts. The next person on the platform is Mr. James Nemley. Mr. Nemley is an ordained minister, and he is also the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders in New York City. I've met Mr. Nemley. A few years ago, I went to an event in New York City. I think it was a book writer's symposium. And that's where I met Mr. Nemley, and we have forged a friendship. I know you heard me mention at the top of the hour that I am co-hosting the show with him every Monday evening from 7 to 8, leading up to March the 19th. So you will need to check that show out as well, The Better Business Builders. Building an Extraordinary Business with Jim Nemley. Now, I am very excited to be the founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. And if I can be the recipient of this vision from the Lord, so can you. I have overcame many adversities to where the Lord has me now. I've been homeless. I've been divorced. You're looking at someone who never attended traditional high school. I lost my mother when I was 13 years old. And now I am 63 years old. So God will take a nobody and turn that nobody into a somebody. Because each and every day when I wake up, I see the work that He is doing in me. Not only that I see the work, but others see the work in me. And for that, I am so, so thankful. I'm thankful that He uses me to touch the lives of other people. And every day that I wake up, I know it's not about me. It has nothing to do with me. It's about me carrying out Father's instruction to impact the lives of other people. I want to take a pause and I want to welcome guest 17065, 17061 to the show. And please, if you have any questions, please call in 646-915-8166 and share with us about what it is you are thankful for. And if you have any questions pertaining to the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, we are accepting those as well. Yes, I took a sip of my warm, fresh lemon water. Nothing beats fresh lemon water in the morning. I want to welcome guest 17157097-17061 to the show. Let us hear from you, 646-915-8166. Yes, so I was telling you about the vision that the Lord gave me, and it was scary. It was very scary. And you know how the things start going in your mind. It's going to cost a lot of money. You don't have the money to do that. How are you going to get the support? It's that and all of those things. And it came the time when I had to shut my mind up. And I had to let my mind know that you are no more powerful than my God. And I will only listen to my Father, not to you. And I'm thankful to say the platform that I've just introduced you to, when I send the call out for speakers, each and every one of them, without even knowing who else was on the platform, said yes. Yes, we want to give birth to the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. We want to make it happen as a conference where people will come to and get service. People will come to her, get information. People will come to and learn the importance of mentoring, coaching, where people will come and understand why they should pay it forward. People will come and understand the importance of creating legacies for the next generation. A place where people will come to and say, there are no limitations in me because I'm an infinite being. I have it all inside of me. Everything that I need to create wealth, everything that I need to live an abundant life is already inside of me. So you must be at the Vision Weekend Conference. If you have been standing in your way like we all do, and a lot of times it is so challenging to move yourself out of your own way. And that's why the Vision Weekend Conference is designed to help you get out of your way. We will be taking you by the hand and we will be leading you. We will be mentoring you. We'll be encouraging you. We will have systems in place that will help you become all that you were created to become. So I encourage you to visit us at Vision Weekend Conference. .com. That's the website, visionweekendconference.com. Please check it out. We are also looking for vendors. We are looking for advertisers. We are looking for sponsors. And we have a whole lot that we are offering you there. So please visit us at visionweekendconference.com.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And remember, the number to call in is 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 17915, 17316, 17347, 17388, 17400, 17419, 17421. I thank each and every one of you for joining me this morning. What are you thankful for? Let me hear from you, please. What are you thankful for? Give me a call at 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you about what it is you are thankful for. And if you have any questions about the conference, I want to answer you with those questions. So what are you thankful for? I want to just briefly again, for those people who just came on, I want to run over the platform for you. On the platform, we have Mr. Simon T. Bailey. We have Mr. Leon Ellis. We have Miss Jan Mallock. We have Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. Mrs. Ariella Mitchell Durant. Mr. Stephen Jackson. Dr. Cheryl Cuttle. Mr. Sam Orme. Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Edward Faxworth III, Mrs. Jennifer Sergel, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. William Cohn, and Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Mr. James Nemley. And I am your host, Dynamic Daphne. Some call me the Queen of the Empowered Soul. Some call me Dr. Daphne. Some call me Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. I am so, so honored. I'm so proud to be on this platform with these amazing people and to invest in you and in your expansion and your development. So please give me a call at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, today is Thanksgiving, and at the beginning, you heard me mention about all the many things that I'm thankful for. As a matter of fact, I'm part of a gratitude project coming up, and in a few weeks, I think leading up to the holidays, the book will be out, and then I'll be talking about it here on the show, and I'm going to be telling you how to order your autographed copy. So I am very excited about that. So I'm saying that to share that Thanksgiving and gratitude is not only a one-day thing for me. It is an everyday practice. Because each and every day that we get up, we ought to be giving thanks. Because we have so much, so much to give thanks for. I want to read something here on self-confidence and self-responsibility. Self-concept or self-confidence. Your outer world of attitudes, wealth, work, relationships, and health will always be a reflection of your inner attitudes of mind. A feel of continuous growth is a wonderful source of motivation and self-confidence. Your self-confidence is directly connected to how much you feel you are making a difference in the world. Your subconscious mind makes all your words and actions fit a pattern consistent with your self-concept and your innermost beliefs about yourself. Dream big dreams. Only big dreams have the power to move your mind and spirit. Self-confidence comes naturally when your inner self and your outer life are in harmony. Self-responsibility. It is not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you that determines how you feel. Almost all unhappiness in life comes from the tendency to blame someone else. You are fully responsible for everything you are, everything you have, and everything that you want to become. Self-responsibility is the core quality of the fully mature, fully functioning, self-actualizing individual. Refuse to make excuses or blame anyone for anything. Accept complete responsibility, both for understanding and for being understood. Isn't that powerful? I am so positive that I am not the only person who knows someone who blames someone else for what's going on in their life. I am sure that you know some people, even a handful of people, who says it's the government's fault, it's my parents' fault, it's my ethnicity or my culture, it's, you know, where I was born. If I was born in this place and that place, my situation would not be this way. So what's the excuse that you've been using? What's the excuse that's been hampering you? I want to welcome 1-8-0-8-5-1-8-0-5-8-1-8-0-3-7-1-8-0-0-8 to the show, and 1-8-1-5-5. Let me hear from you. We are talking about Thanksgiving. We are talking about the Vision Weekend Conference. We are talking about just life overall. You know, if we begin to embrace gratitude and who we are, we would not have to wait for one day to cook turkey and be giving thanks. We would be doing that every day of our lives. I want to welcome guest 18213 to the show. Call me in, please. I want to be a Kimmy the Pool Girl. I'm glad you turned up. Hey, Kimmy. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. I'm always glad to see Kimmy comes, because when she comes, I have some help. So for that, I am so thankful that my friend Kimmy has turned up to the show and to just spend some time with me here. And Kimmy, tell me, what are you thankful for today? I love you too, my sister. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you. And I'm so thankful for you, Kimmy, because you have such a sweet spirit. And you are doing so much for so many people. And for that, I am so thankful. So today, Kimmy, we are talking about the Vision Weekend Conference. We are talking about what we are thankful for in this Thanksgiving. And we are just taking any questions and talking about anything that is happening in your life. So today it's like a free-for-all for anybody who has anything they want to say. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So, let me hear, what are you thankful for? You can type in the chat room. You can call on the phone, 646-915-8166. Let's hear from you. Tell me what it is that you are thankful for. Guess 1-7-7-8-8-1-8-2-8-9-1-8-3-7-4-1-8-4-1-0-1-8-4-5-5. I am thankful for being alive and surrounded by God's grace and positive people. Oh, thank you, Kimmy. Isn't that the truth? A lot of times we wake up and we begin to complain, and we don't realize how blessed we are to have the different people, even to have this forum, although it is virtual, and to see how many people on this Thanksgiving Eve decide that they want to sign into the show and to just spend some time with us. I would really love for someone to call in on the phone, 646-915-8166. And I'm sure you have someone that you can show gratitude to live over the airwaves. If you have Skype, all you need to do is to click on the Skype icon in the chat room. So let me hear from you. Who do you want to use this time to express your gratitude for? And I thank you, Kimmy Poo, because you have really invested in what I am doing, and you have encouraged me. So I thank you for the compliment of seeing me as a positive person. We are all in this together, each and every one of us. We have different people that we can be thankful for. I have a group at my church called Sisters in the Spirit. And I want to just, you know, just express my gratitude for each and every one of them. So while I wait on you to call in, I want for you to just applaud with me as I call each of these powerful women's name to give thanks and show my appreciation for each and every one of them. And I want to start with like the matriarch of the group, who is Blanche Taylor. Blanche is like the mother. If you would look at her age, you would think she is the mother of the group. However, she is such a loving prayer warrior. She is a powerful, powerful woman. And Blanche, I am thankful that you're in my life. Next, I want to go to Trish Cook. She's another amazing woman who gives so much to so many people. She travels overseas and she serves people there in the dental clinic and health clinic. She has been to Nicaragua. She has been all over the place on these different Feed the Children opportunities. So keep my sister Trish Cook in your prayers, because I think in March she's heading out again to go to one of those other places to minister. I'm thankful for her. The next person I am so thankful for is my spiritual sister, Sherry Berlin. Sherry is an amazing woman. Talk about a prayer warrior. My God, she is such an amazing woman who gives so much of herself to serve others and to lift others up. Sherry, I'm thankful that you are part of my life and who I am. Next, I want to show appreciation for Siobhan. Sister Siobhan is such an amazing woman of God, and she's a single parent of a male child just like I am. And she's just moving waves. She just graduated from Massad School. She's a phenomenal artist. If you look on some of the pictures on the radio site, you'll see her work of mosaic. You know, she does graphic design. She creates cards and everything. Just a talented artist. Siobhan, I'm so thankful for having you in my life. The next person I want to give thanks for is my sister Joyce. Joyce Storm. She's also part of Sisters in the Spirit, an amazing, talented, and skillful woman. Altogether, those six women are a powerhouse. However, there's one more person that hangs with us all the time, and even though he's not a female, I have ordained him as an honorary sister in the spirit, and as Trish calls him, Uncle Leon. And I am so thankful for Brother Leon for just coming and breaking up the monotony at times. He's there with us. He's not getting upset about the women's stuff and how we do this and do that. He's just there to show us his love and support. So, Leon, I am so thankful for each and every one of the events that you have come with us and that you have took the pictures for us. And for each and every one of you in the chat room today, guess 18534, 18781, 19241, 19245, 19250, 19258, 19275, 19280, 19297, 19319, 19320, 19338, 19373, 19338, 19378, 19378, 19389, 19380, 19389, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, 19390, Charlie Six. I am so grateful for each and every one of you in the chat room today. So we want to go back to the Vision Weekend Conference. Again, I want to present to you the lineup from the platform: Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Mr. Leon Ellis, Mrs. John Mullock, Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin, Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Ryan D. Ridgway, Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, Mr. Sam Orr, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. William Cohn, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mrs. Jennifer Sirdle, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Mr. James Nemley. And I know in the weeks ahead, we will be announcing more of the panelists who will be on the entrepreneurial panel and the social media panel. And we are just going to be having a phenomenal time. We are going to start on Friday evening with our exhibit open that you can go in and see all our vendors. And then in the evening, we are going to be going into a network reception. And that's where you get to mingle one-on-one with the speakers and our corporate sponsors and just get to pick their brain and to network with them. Then we're going to start on the morning of the 25th, on the morning of the 24th, rather, with our ribbon cutting ceremony and just the official launch of the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. So you would want to be a part of that. We're going to have all our dignitaries there, our corporate sponsors, the media. Then we are going to go in to the fabulous Hudson Theater. If you look on the pictures here, you will see the Hudson Theater. And that's where it's a historic theater. And all our events will be taking place in the Hudson Theater. You look at that and you say, oh my God, this is beautiful to be. So I want to encourage you to look on that. So we are going to do that Saturday. We do the ribbon cutting, the official opening. Then we are going to have our first speaker. And then we are going to roll through the day's event with numerous speakers doing different topics. Then during the night, we are all going to get all dressed up and cute and adorable for the gala, where we are going to have fashion show. We are going to have live music and entertainment. We are going to have swag bag giveaway. We are just going to have an amazing time. We are going to have makeovers where you can see the before and after of people before they were transformed. And that is going to be set for the phenomenal, phenomenal gala on Saturday night. Then on Sunday morning, and also on Saturday night, We are going to be privileged to hear from Mr. Simon T. Bailey, the Brillionaire. And after Saturday night, I'm going to encourage you, don't go into town and get too tired. However, on Sunday morning, again, we will be blessed by a presentation from Mr. Simon T. Bailey. So we are hearing him Saturday night. We are hearing him Sunday morning. So, hey, that's your reason for coming there at that conference. So you're going to be getting two doses of Mr. Bailey. And you do not want to miss that. Now, after that, we will go into the day's program for Sunday. And during lunch, we will be recognizing and honoring an entrepreneur of the year. So we will see a little clip from all the people who submitted their material, and we will be honoring the entrepreneur of the year who will receive the Eagles Vision Entrepreneur Award. So visit our website and download the form from there. If you know some people who need to be recognized there, they are doing phenomenal things. They are giving back to their community. They are just paying it forward. They are mentoring other entrepreneurs or young people. They are just out there doing a phenomenal, phenomenal work. We want to hear about them, and we want to have them being recognized there at the Vision Weekend Conference. So you can go online and you can download the form from there that they can use to submit, or even better, if you know someone who needs to be part of that, you could send them in. Yes, so thank you. Oh, Kimmy, thank you so much, my sister, for there's so much life in the chat room. You can visit us and join us on Facebook at facebook.com. On our fan page, we are also on Twitter at Vision Weekend One on Twitter. So follow us there and share that with your friends as well. So facebook.com Vision Weekend. Twitter is Vision Weekend One, and our hashtag is Vision Weekend One as well. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166, or let me check the chat room to see if anybody has any question there. Does anybody have any question, Kimmy, that you saw that I did not see? Okay, so again, I want to encourage you to, you know, type your question there. What are you thankful for? Any questions that you have about the Vision Weekend Conference, let us know. We are also looking to present all the attendees with a certificate of attendance. And I want to give you the heads up. If you are interested in being an affiliate and you want to help us get the word out about the Vision Weekend Conference, you can earn some money for doing that by becoming an affiliate. So we want you to keep looking on our website, and when you see us launch the affiliate program, become a part of it, because you could earn some money from there that could help you to pay your own expense to the conference. So I want you to keep a watch for the Vision Conference affiliate program, and I want you to share it with everybody else that you come in contact with. Yes, so type your questions in the chat room, 64 and or call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And Kimmy, I just love the color that you are using. I love the font. It is so beautiful. It just gives so much life to the chat room. So much life. So, again, let's hear from you. Melly 66, what are you thankful for? Tell us, what are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving Day 2011? I'm going to read until I get some questions, but before I do that, I want to check to see if there's anybody on the phone. Okay, nobody on the phone. So if you call in, you got to give me a minute to get back because I am going to be reading. I'm going to be reading something on selling. Think of yourself as a resource to your clients, an advisor, a counselor, a mentor, or a friend. The only pressure that you use is the only pressure that you use in a professional selling presentation is the presence of silence after the closing question. Concentrate on the activities of prospecting, presenting, and following up. The sales will take care of themselves. Make a habit of dominating the listening and let the customers dominate the talking. Approach each customer with the idea of helping him or her solve a problem or achieve a goal, not of selling a product or a service. Telling is not selling. Never make a statement if you can. Phrase it in the form of a question. Satisfy the deep subconscious needs of your customers to feel important, to feel valued, respected, and worthwhile. Never criticize, condemn, or complain in a conversation with a customer or prospect. Combine the dual qualities of empathy and ambition in every sales relationship. Treat objections as requests for further information. Keep your sales pipeline full of prospecting continually. Always have more people to see than you have time to see them. Describe your product in terms of what it does, not in terms of what it is. Isn't that powerful? And I decide to share that because as I look at the platform for the Vision Weekend Conference, I see that all the things that I've just read here is what we are committed to doing. And thanks, Kimmy. Yes, I know you will be there, and we will be doing everything to make sure that you are blessed beyond measures to be there at that conference, because that conference, Kimmy, will be transforming your entire life and career. So I know that one of the things that will be beneficial for you to do and to get a team of people to do is to join the affiliate program once we start that. So you can really take advantage of the opportunity that can help you to raise some money to be there as well. So I want to just, yes, I am so very excited. Kimmy, have you visited the new website? Tell me what your thought is about the website. Have you visited the new website? VisionWeekendConference.com. Tell us what your thoughts are on the website. And also, Millie66, if you can visit the Vision Weekend Conference site, why could you tell us what it is? Yes, yes. Thank you. Exactly. You will get to meet mentors. You know, you get to meet coaches and just, oh my heavens. We are getting, yes, the colors and just such skills and talent. And it was done by a consulting firm. In they are located in Canada, but they became a partner of the Vision Weekend Conference, Kimmy. They are Cuttle Management Consulting. They are in Canada, and I think they did a chic job. It is such an amazing site, and, you know, this is a site that we'll be going with for many, many, many years. Yes, those are my favorite colors. And, you know, I'm working now instead of running all over the place. I'm staying true, Kimmy, to my colors. I'm staying true to my brand. And it's amazing. I changed my hairstyle, Kimmy, which is part of my brand. My stylist gave me a new hairstyle. And I went to church and nobody knew who I was. Nobody. I went up to this lady who is supposed to be a very good friend of mine. And she was looking at me funny. And not until I called her name and she recognized my voice that she knew who I was. So I'll be right back with you guys. I'm taking a commercial break here. And this Skype is acting up here. However, let me go ahead and again introduce you to my speakers. We have Mr. James Nemley. He is the CEO of the Better Business Builders. We have Mrs. Chandel Pitts. She is the owner of Black Cat Design. We have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, and she is an author and strategy expert. She's also co-author of Strategic Leadership and the Soul. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, who is a personal productivity strategist. He's also a media personality. And we have Dr. C.J. Cohn, who is a business development consultant. We have Mr. William Cohn, who is also her partner in the business, and they are both ordained ministers as well. Then we have Mr. Kobe Huberman. Mr. Huberman is the head of the Peace Initiative in Israel. He's also the CEO of Strategic Landscape. We have Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, who is a transformational teacher and mentor out of Hawaii. We have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, who is a capital, intellectual capital attorney, and she can help us with our copyright and trademark. We have Mr. Steven Jackson, who is a general manager of RDZ Media, and he is also referred to as the original geek. And Mr. Jackson is a new media guru. The next person on the platform is Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, who is the lady I was just mentioning about when I was talking about the website. On she and her firm, Cuttle Consulting. And Dr. Cuttle is a strategic planner and business development consultant. Then we have Mr. Sam Orme. Mr. Orme is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide, with their headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and they also have location in the UK. The next person is Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Crawford is a joint venture guru and also a millionaire, and he is committed to coming there and sharing with us about all of what he's doing and how he does it and how we can do the same. The next person on the platform is Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin, who is a marketing and social media strategist. And I'm just so excited about the work that she does and how she's going to help us understand the importance of leveraging the social media for our success. Next on the platform is Miss Jan Mallock. And Miss Mallock is a master of the positive achievement specialist. And she is on from the beginning, when we were just in the discussion about the Vision Conference, and now she's on the platform as well. The next person on the platform is Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur, he's an entrepreneur, and a motivational speaker. Mr. Ellis is out of Harlem, New York. Then we have our keynote speaker, Mr. Simon T. Daly, who the world knows as the Brilliantaire. Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute, and he's going to teach us how to release our brilliance. And I am the founder and host of the conference, and I am so excited that I am getting this opportunity to be there with each and every one of you. Yes, I want to go back to the chat room, and I'm not sure what is happening there. We are having some bit of technical issue, Kimmy. So if you are hearing me, I am not able to get back on the chat room now. So I am going to be getting back there when Skype allows me to. So I don't know what happened, Kimmy. I just cannot get back there to the chat room. So I hope whatever it is clear up. So if there's any questions in the chat room, you please bear with me, because there's some technical difficulty which is preventing me from getting back there in the chat room. So if it's okay with you, feel free to call me on 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And just tell me what your question is, and so we can discuss it there. So I'm having a little bit of challenge here with the chat room. So while I wait on that to come back, I am just going to have to just sit and just wait there. And I want to read something about peak performance and success, because, you know, leading up to this conference, this is what we need to be focusing on. So I want to read about success and peak performance. Every great success is an accumulation of thousands of ordinary efforts that no one else sees and appreciates. Success comes in cans, not cannots. The price of success must be paid in full, in advance. Success comes when you do what you love to do and commit to being the best in your field. The great secret of success is that there are no secrets of success. There are only timeless principles that have proven effective throughout the centuries. Everybody does not think that top people do occasionally. Top people do these things all the time. Don't be reluctant to give of yourself generously. It's the mark of caring and compassion and personal greatness. The reason for living is to have great relationships, to have people you love and respect, and who love and respect you in return. The best word for resolving a disagreement are, I could be wrong, I'm often it's true. Look for the good in every person, every situation, you'll almost always find it. Women are complex and subtle and subtle. Men are simple and direct. Your ability to get along with well with others will determine your happiness and success as much as any other factor. Isn't that the truth? Okay, I think I am back in the chat room and I have a call and I'm glad I switched over. So I am coming to get the caller on. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 678. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning, Miss Daphne. This is Kimmy Pooh.
Good morning, my sister and friend, Kimmy Pooh. Your volume is a bit low. How are you, my sister?
Oh, wonderful, Angel. How are you doing?
Oh, God is good. God is so good. God is so good. You know, he's doing some amazing things in and around me, and for that I am so grateful. I'm so pumped up, Kimmy, over the Vision Weekend Conference.
I know you are. I'm excited too.
Yes.
The more speakers I see, the better it gets. So.
Oh my God! Isn't God amazing?
Yes. So those who are trying to come to the conference, I think they should do it now. So
that's right.
Because it will be a sellout, for sure.
That's right. I was saying to one of the speakers yesterday, I need to know when you're coming into town, because I said we have to make sure we get all our rooms done before the early bird registration finish. So we're looking at getting. We have just one more component that we need, and we are praying that we get that piece over the weekend so we can finish put up everything pertaining to cost and everything like that. Yeah, but the beauty about the conference, Kimmy, and what I love that the team is doing, that when people pay one price to come to the conference, it's going to cover their regular meals. I think based on what the team shared with me yesterday, they're going to have, like, I think two lunches and three breakfasts that is included. Interfere with the registration. So I said, oh, I'm excited about that because I tell you, Kimmy, I know when I go to conferences, the food alone can swing us.
Yes, it does.
So
it's
I am
really
excited
expensive.
That the basic meals they are putting in, and they are not going to include the gala ticket and the reception ticket. Those are going to be extra items. Because if a person doesn't want to go to that, then they don't have to. But we just figure, and especially in New York City, when I went down there to do the site visit, I know how much the lunch had cost me and how much the dinner around the corner of the hotel was. So when the team decided that they were going to incorporate that, I said, oh, I am so thankful. And we are just praying that although we are offering the conference on the low end of the spectrum, we know that God is going to provide the sponsors and the advertisers to help us meet the cost of this hotel. So I just ask everybody to pray for us that it will be a phenomenal event.
But it is done already.
Yes, it is. It is done. So, you know, you have such a phenomenal family and you are doing some extra work there, which is not even a business for you yet. You are just making sure you give your grandchildren a true understanding about finances and all of that.
You know, ma'am.
Today, as you look on Thanksgiving coming up, and I've met you a few months now on here, and I know that each and every day we get up, we give thanks. We don't really wait for Turkey Day to give thanks.
Exactly.
You know, but as you look over and as you get on the phone now and call, what would you like to share with the world?
Wow, with the world? I'm really thankful, like I said, in the room, chat room, I'm thankful for being alive. I am a two-time breast cancer survivor. I am a one-time cervical cancer survivor. So I'm doing quite well in this life. I have two beautiful, healthy grandchildren. I have two amazing sons who are grown. So I'm happy. I'm thankful.
Yes.
I have no complaints because
if you
believe in the Holy Father, then you believe that everything is well with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul right now.
Yes.
It is
you
all
know,
well.
You mentioned about breast cancer survivor, and I went last week on to do my mammogram. And they called me back because they saw some calcification in my breast, and I went back. And I said, Lord, I'm believing you that this is not the enemy. It's nothing. I said, I'm believing you that this is scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm believing God, and I'm going on December 1st to do a biopsy. But I know God is able. I know he is able, and I'm not going to get any bad report.
Right.
So,
well, when I went, it was okay. I was told that I was going to have a double mastectomy on my 30th birthday. However, God brought me through that without the double mastectomy. The day of surgery, my surgeon went back. He said, well, I want to know. He said, let me check one more time. He said, because I don't want to do this. He said, my spirit doesn't want me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had praying doctors, which is really rare. And each time God brought me out of that, He brought me closer and closer to Him. I think sometimes we have to go through some little things to know that He's there. He's got you. It's like they say you're in good hands with Allstate. Well,
you're
in good hands with God.
You're getting low, Kimmy. The sound is going down.
I'm sorry. He says that there's an advertisement that says you're in good hands with Allstate.
Yes.
Well, I believe that you're in good hands with God, and He will take care of you no matter what the situation happens.
That's right.
That's right.
You still have to believe, and you still have to, if you keep that in your spirit all the time,
that's right.
Things will pass. Things will pass.
Because our victory is in Him.
Exactly.
And in the power of our testimony and our prayers and our words.
Exactly. So that, therefore, I thank Him for giving me life.
Yes.
And I enjoy my life.
Yes.
I enjoy my life.
And
I thank Him every day for my life.
Yes. And Kimmy, now what you have just said here just gave me a better understanding on why you are so diligent in serving. You come in my chat room and you always just chip in and you just help. You just keep serving, you just keep giving and keep doing. And that's because you realize that God gave you a second lease on life.
Amen.
And you want to, when He decides that it's time for you to go home, you are looking and leaving here empty. You don't want to take anything with you.
Amen.
You know, so I'm just so thankful that God has brought you into my life.
Thank you. I think Dr. Dew and probably Audrina, I think.
Huh?
I thank Dr. Dew and Providence Audrina for introducing me to
Oh, yes. They are another powerful couple and doing a mighty work because I've listened to their show. I haven't been there for quite a few weeks, but they are doing a phenomenal job. I want to welcome guests 2451 and 2482 to the show. We're winding up, but if you have any questions about the Vision Weekend Conference, please call in 646-915-8166 and let me answer your question. We still have a few minutes remaining. And right now, I'm on with my friend and sister, Kimmy Poo, and she always come in and just chip in and help and put some life into the chat room, and she decides to call in this morning, and I'm so honored that she took the time to do that.
It's like your speakers are phenomenal. There is so much energy in the speakers that are going to be there. I'm loving this.
Kimmy, I have a local cable TV show here in Connecticut, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I tell you, girl, the sister began eating differently, and I look good.
Yes, you do.
Look and say, Miss Daphne, you are hot. I said, what is that supposed to mean? They said, you just hot. And I'm saying, what that means?
That's a good thing.
Everybody's saying, did you get a facelift? Did you do that? Did you do that?
And I like the hair.
Huh?
I love the hair.
Yeah, but I got me a new hair, girl. If you look on the radio, on the A New Day, on the A New Day TV show site on Facebook, you'll see the new hair that my stylist gave me a couple weeks ago.
Wow, okay.
So I'm not wearing my signature hairstyle now, but I will be wearing it for the conference. However,
either way,
everybody asks me if I had a facelift, and I'm thinking, what are they talking about? So then when I went to New York City to do the site visit for the hotel, I had one of the artists on the street sketch me. They do the charcoal sketching of a portrait. And he handed it to me, Kimmy Poo, and I looked at him. I said, that's not me. And then there were people standing around, and everybody, as if they had rehearsed it, said, you kidding us? That is you. It looks like you. So then when I went back to the hotel, Kimmy, I asked one of the staff people to take my picture on my phone. And when I went up to my suite, I opened the picture and had both the portrait in front of me on the picture. And I said, my heavens, I had no idea how differently I looked.
Awesome.
So then I realized the new things that I began practicing in my life was what was revitalizing my life. I began doing regular detox, and Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
I bought a little book called Detox.
Okay.
I paid $6.78 for the book in Boston. I was there, and I always like to look into discount bins.
Okay.
And so I decide, since I look so good and the people are thinking I did facelift and all of that stuff, I decide that I was going to do segments of my show sharing with them about what it is I've been doing. So I concluded that last night I did the last segment. So I can't wait to hear people's stories of their transformation, because I gave them a challenge to come call me after they start practicing, put their stories out there so other people can be encouraged. So, you know, I'm like you, Kimmy. I'm so excited about life. Even when the devil is trying to throw a curveball my way, I say, not
exactly.
Here. You're throwing not here because I'm not accepting it.
Exactly. But even with your hair, it's like when you did your hair, you felt better the day that you got your hair done, did you not?
Oh, my God. Listen to me.
And then your whole you transformed just by little things.
That's right.
That little thing gave you a transformation. And with the confirmations from everybody else, you got more and more energy from them.
That's right.
It's contagious. And you once you receive it, you always let it go.
Every day I wake up, I have
every
the ability to create who I want to be and just be consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is true.
It's amazing that a lot of people sit down and allow the problems to hold them down.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, don't do that. You must believe in who you are. Even when society and others are telling you differently. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so excited again about the Vision Weekend Conference, Kimmy, because this team is getting ready to unleash into the attendees why they are. Have them understand their vision, help them transform their life, and help them to create a revolution in their business. And I can't wait for 2013 and 14 to roll around to hear the testimonies.
I'll have one in 2013, so.
Huh?
I will definitely have one in 2013.
I'm telling you. Yes, because the people who are going to come to that conference, they are going to revolutionize themselves, their opportunity, and their businesses.
Exactly.
Okay, so before you go, we have 11 minutes remaining. Is there anything else you want to share with the listeners, Kimmy?
Come to Vision Weekend Conference 2012. Gonna be powerful.
Thank you so much, my sister. And again, I appreciate you. I thank you for investing your time in helping in the chat room, and for also calling in on the phone. I thank you so very much.
You're so very welcome.
Okay,
you're so
thank
very
you.
Welcome. I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye bye. And that was my That is my friend Kimmy Poo, and she is someone I met from another radio show, and we have just forged such an amazing friendship, because she's such a woman of God and giving so much of herself to others. And I am so happy that I've come to know her, and that she sees what I'm doing as a worthy cause to invest her time in. And before we close, I want to once again remind you where to go to sign up for the Vision Weekend Conference. It's www.visionweekendconference.com. That's where you can go and read about the speakers. In another few weeks, we will have the videos up from the speakers so you can hear them. On Monday evenings, between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am the co-host on the Building Your Extraordinary Business with Jim Nemley, because he and I, we are featuring a speaker every week leading up to March 19th. So for our first guest was March the 14th was Mrs. Chandel Pitts. Our guest on November 21st was Mr. Leon Ellis. And our guest on the 28th is Mr. Edward Foxworth. On December the 5th is Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. On December 12th is Miss Jan Mullock. December 19th is Mr. Stephen Jackson. December 26th is Mrs. Jennifer Circle. We haven't got a guest yet for January 2nd, but January 9th, we have the C.J. Cohn, Miss Dr. C.J. Cohn. And on the 16th, we have Mr. Sam Orne. On February the 20th, we have Mr. Simon T. Bailey. February 27th, we have Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant. And on the 19th, we have Mr. Kobe Huberman. And I'm going to put in the chat room, I'm going to be putting the website for you to join into that show and also the call-in number. So I'm very excited about that show. I thank you for the love and light, my sister. I am giving you the link for the show on Monday evening. And I just want to once again introduce you to the platform. Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Mr. Leon Ellis, Miss Jan Mullock, Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin, Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Mrs. Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, Mr. Sam Orne, Mr. Kobe Hoberman, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, Dr. C.J. Cohn, Mr. William Cohn, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Mr. James Nemley, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, and I am your founder and host, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. I am super, super, super excited about the Vision Weekend Conference, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Do not wait. Visit the website at visionweekendconference.com. We will be launching an affiliate program where you can help us to get the word out to people, and you can earn for doing so. So help us get the word out and help us help you. Again, I am thankful for each and every one of you. Do not wait only for one day to give thanks. However, I encourage you that every day when you wake up, that you find it so fitting to give thanks for being alive. You heard my friend Kimmy Poo mention about why she's thankful for life. And you can find a reason to be thankful for. I'm thankful for life because of all of you and because of the journey that the Lord has me on. I could not do it without each and every one of you. So I'm thankful for you. I'm grateful for you. And I look forward to serving you continuously and to more serve you personally at the Vision Weekend Conference 2012. Visit visionweekendconference.com and grab your registration now. Remember that you are created for a destiny, and do not allow anyone or any situation, no matter how devastating it is, to derail you.
Can you feel it? you'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.